you are about to meet the Batgirl. That's the nickname workmates have given to Kristen Lear, and she doesn't mind that one little bit. Kristen hails from Ohio in the United States and is currently working at the Narracourt Caves, and that's where I caught up with her earlier this week.
So I studied at Ohio Wesleyan University in central Ohio. I was studying zoology, so I got a bachelor's degree in zoology.
And specialising in any particular area?
It wasn't in any particular area, but I'm most interested in bats is my specialty.
In fact, I've heard a couple of people refer to you as the Bat Girl. What do you think about that?
I love it. I love bats. They're my passion, and I want to continue working with them in my career.
Now, bats aren't exactly the most attractive animals around. What is it about bats that fascinates you?
I think I like bats because a lot of people don't like bats. I've always been attracted to things that people don't like bugs and creepy crawly things. So I think that's one of the reasons I'm interested in bats. And also that they're very useful for the environment.
How so?
They help control pest insects. So for our agriculture, they help keep the pest numbers in check. And they're also just very good for pollination and a lot of other services for the environment.
Now, it's a long way from Ohio to the Narracourt Caves. How did that come about?
When I was graduating from university, I wanted to do something with bats, and I've always wanted to travel to Australia. So I combined those two interests and applied for a Fulbright scholarship from the United States, and I was awarded that, and so that's what led me here to Australia.
Now, the Fulbright scholarship is quite a well-known one. How keenly contested are those scholarships?
They're quite competitive. It's a scholarship for anybody, so any field. It doesn't have to be science. So there's people from all disciplines, and that also makes it much more competitive.
And so that's brought you to Australia for a year?
Yep, that's correct. So I'll be here for a year, probably until about November of this year. My work here is basically I'm monitoring the population of southern bentwing bats here at the caves. The southern bentwing bat is a critically endangered species, and I'm basically here just to monitor the population throughout the year. I use thermal imaging cameras to monitor the population, and we're also trying to do a winter count that will help us determine where these bats are going in the winter when they spread out to other caves.
I was going to ask you how you monitor them, given that they are quite small and they move quickly. So it is possible to actually count them?
Yes, it is. Technology has come a long way since recordings began in the 1960s. Today we use thermal imaging cameras, and this software is based on missile tracking software. So what happens is you record the bats coming out of the cave at night, and then the software tracks each individual bat with its heat signature, and then it can count each bat and give you a number at the end, so you don't have to do it by hand.
Makes life easy for you.
Yes, it does. Much, much easier. Yep.
So how much do we know about what these bats do in winter?
We do know that they spread out, so they come to two caves for the spring to have their pups, and they'll stay there for the summer. But then in the winter, they spread out to over 50 caves in just the southeast region. And while we do know they do spread to these caves, we don't know how they use all these caves every year, if they use the same caves every year or if they switch. So we hope to do annual winter surveys to determine what caves are most important for them.
And something's happening this weekend.
Yes. So this weekend, we are coordinating an effort to monitor all the caves in the region. And also Victoria is monitoring their caves in the southwest region of Victoria. And we're hoping to look at all the known caves that we can access and see if there's bats in those caves. And again, just to determine what caves are most important for these bats, so we can aim management strategies at those caves to protect them for the continued use of bats.
Have these winter counts been done before?
There have been several of these counts done in the past few years, but again, it's a very big effort to coordinate over 30 volunteers from many different groups. And so this is something that we're still learning how to do. And again, we're trying to do an annual survey. So this is hopefully the beginning of a long-term project.
Now, your interest in bats has brought you to Narracourt. Where else has it taken you?
I first started studying bats down in Texas in the United States. That's where I first got my field experience as a field assistant on a PhD student's project. So I've been there and also been to several conferences for bats. In Colorado was one, and then in September I'll be going to Hungary for a conference about cave roosting bats. So that'll be my first big international conference about bats.
So bats really are it for you?
They absolutely are, yes.
And that's the Bat Girl, Kristen Lear, and good luck to her and everyone else involved in this weekend's Bat Count.